I take a deep breath. I know there will be consequences for what I'm going to do, but in a world that has shut me down more than once, the least I can do is try to fight back. Try to bring back hope, and try to assure them that there will always be a leak in the system. The magnitude of what I'm about to do shakes my whole body. But I'm willing to take the risk, to make the first move, and to make a difference with the only thing that hasn't been enslaved to this new perverse reality, my voice. It's now or never. Dear citizens of the Republic of Gilead, I know darkness and evil have reigned over and grind us down to believe that we weren't worthy of love, of freedom, and, most importantly, of being treated with respect and dignity. I know the theocratic government took us all by surprise, and that we were forced to watch with a heartbreaking indifference how the new regime destroyed the lives we had worked so hard to build. I understand we were too frightened to fight back, to claim what belonged to us, and to restore a government that, though corrupt, gave us the opportunity to have hope. I did not prove resistance when, while trying to escape of the regime, they captured me for becoming a handmaid, as I was terrified of the punishment that would involve. However, I know now that the punishment wouldn't have been as bad as having to fight one's inner demons, and living with the notion that death is much more peaceful than life itself. Gilead made each one of us slaves of a mediocre system that has not only reduced us to insignificant pieces of a chessboard, but proved everyone that fear has the power of making people accept oppression as the ultimate ally of development. Nevertheless, I'm sure the government has its time counted because something that has done so much damage can only be destined to end quickly. I, June, come here today in a plea. A plea to open your eyes and understand that the only way we can acquire a permanent future is by working together. Because when you finally acknowledge that we are the foundation of the Republic, you'll get that we have the power to make things better, to find a reason to believe again, and to break the invisible chains that we accepted submissively. Don't be afraid to fight and to fall, because regardless of the pain and frustration that might inflict on you, we are brawling for a cause bigger than ourselves. And most importantly, don't let them fool you with their stupid system and make you forget that things were once better, because when one allows oneself to forget, one is led to forgiveness. And forgiveness is a power. To beg for it is a power. And to withhold or bestow, it's a power. Perhaps the greatest. To conclude, I just want to say to all the women of the Republic that we're much more than that of what they make us believe. We're more than a simple uterus with legs. We're more than cleaners. We're more than toys to be played with. We, women, have immense power to comply with what we propose and thrive in a misogynist world. I know Gilead has made us forget that we are worthy and deserve the same opportunities as the ones granted to men. And I know Gilead has made us hate each other for the false ideal each one of us portrays. However, it's our duty to help each other, instead of destroying and sabotaging us, and work for building a world in which every woman has something to say and understand that without women, society would be doomed to failure. Thank you all for your attention. I know that things can be better if each one of us labor for the same cause. Ne lit devastar, carpo rendorum.